All right, this has got 9:40, and alhamdulillah, our phones have been able to link us up with Mufti Zubair Bayat Saab. I think before 9:30, the phones don't go through. Just on a lighter note, Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana.
Mufti Saab, I think we must make some poop marijuana in Sikau Lake for the lines there.
Maybe there's load shedding on the telecom line now, Mawlana.
Gee. Mufti Saab, just before the break, I did a recap of last week's discussion where we spoke about the fact that if a person is reading the Sajda Ayah whilst driving, what is the ruling? And also we answered quite a few queries of the teachers, and the last point we stopped at is if a person is reading the translation of the Sajda Tilawah, then to Sajda Tilawah becomes compulsory.
Yes, absolutely, Maulana. Okay, so inshallah, we will be continuing with the discussion on the ahkam, the rules of Sajda Tilawah, additional rules, additional to what we've already mentioned thus far. So we spoke about
just 1 second, Mufti, before we carry on. I'll just like to inform the listeners, you can send your queries in on via 48855 or 072-786-1548. That's 072-786-1548. And any queries you got with regards to Sajda Tilawah, towards the end, inshallah, we'll ask Mufti Saab to answer those queries for us. Mufti Saab, now you can continue.
Okay, Mawlana. As we say that, you know, Sajda Tilawah becomes compulsory when a person makes tilawat of it in the Quranic text, that is in the Arabic wording of the Quran. It also becomes compulsory when a person read the translation, or he listened to the translation of that ayat in any language that it has been translated. And then we come to another masala, and that is relating to the tafsir of that ayat. So if a person read just the tafsir of the ayat without the translation, right, in that instance, the Sajda Tilawah does not become compulsory. Because now it's not a direct translation of the ayat, but it is an explanation of various aspects surrounding that ayat. So now it is not a verse, it's not a Quranic verse, but it's an explanation of a verse. On the basis of that, Sajda Tilawat will not become compulsory or on a person.
But sometimes the author says, and the verse actually means, so is it still also in the tafsir you come across such?
If you didn't say, if you didn't repeat the translation, you know, but you just said, and in the verse there is this law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you must prostrate and the benefits and all of that or whatever relating to it, but without actually translating the verse, then the Sajda Tilawah does not become compulsory in that case.
Wonderful.
Also, we said another important masala to remember is that Sajda Tilawah only becomes compulsory when you hear it from something that is itself obligated to do a Sajda Tilawah. So, therefore, if a person heard the Sajda Tilawah from, say, a parrot, you know, the African greys and all of these, Maulana, they're really amazing. The ability to remember and to repeat. Allah has given them amazing ability to repeat. So if, for example, a parrot learned the ayat of Sajda, right? Maybe the owner was a very pious person and used to read this ayat all the time. So, and maybe he kept the parrot's name Sajid also. I'm not saying Sajjad, man. But yeah, so nevertheless, in that instance, the Sajda Tilawah will not become compulsory upon the listeners. Why? Because it is not been recited by anyone or any person upon whom the Sajda itself is compulsory. So that also brings us to the other masala Or, for example, if a person heard the echo of an ayat,
echo.
Do not hear the actual ayat being read, but there was an echo, and he heard the ayat being read in the echo. So exactly how it will happen, I'm not sure, but this is the mas'ala that is mentioned in the kitabs, that if a person didn't hear the actual ayat being read, but he heard the echo of that ayat, maybe somebody went to Sudwala caves, and was reading there somewhere, you know, and there was an echo of the ayat that was being recited. So in that instance also, Sajdah Tilawat does not become compulsory. But the spin-off of this kind of masail mentioned by the fuqaha is seen in modern technology.
Hmm.
For example, now the same technology, the same rule will apply to the technology of present times, like CDs, cassette recordings, and all of that, which I think I had explained previously.
Yeah.
All of these, if you heard the ayat of tilawat from these, Sajdah Tilawat does not become compulsory. Yes, if it is heard live, like you got a reciter on Radio Islam who's reading, Qari is reading live now on Radio Islam, an ayat of tilawat of Sajdah, then it becomes compulsory to make the sajda on the listeners. Then maybe it would be good to perhaps add a an announcement, Maulana, in the radio programs, especially where there's a live recitation, in case the Qari reads such an ayat, that you know, an ayat was recited and listeners should make the sajda. I'm not sure how often that happens. Maybe not too often. Maybe when you have your outdoor.
No, once you move this up in Ramadan. The Tuesday day in Ramadan is usually live.
Oh, yes, right, right. So maybe it's important just to make the listeners aware every day, or at least the days on which the ayats of Sajdah are recited, you know? Maybe Maulana can take it up to management, or in case management is listening, they can also take it up, inshallah.
Gee. Sir, just two queries that have come through. Should we take them now or later?
We can take them now, Maulana.
The son says, sometimes we have a doubt if we made the Sajda Tilawa or not. What do you do in a case like that?
if you got a strong doubt that you didn't make it, then it's better to repeat it. But if it's just a weak doubt, then do not pay too much attention to that doubt.
Last week, Mufti Sahib, we spoke about the one whilst traveling in the car. So the listener is asking, if one is in the habit of making Sajda Tilawa immediately after reciting it, what happens in a case of traveling in a car? Can they make it whilst driving, and likewise also on an aeroplane? This question reads.
Okay, there's two parts to that question, right?
Yeah.
If it is relating to a vehicle, a car, on, you know, that you're traveling on the ground, and there's no space to really make a Sajdah Tilawat there.
Yeah.
Then you have to make it when you get off and you go on the ground. But in the aircraft, there is sufficient space in some instances where you can actually come out of your seat, and in the passage or wherever you can put your musalla down, or you can just do on sajda, and you did that, it will be valid. So there is a difference between an aircraft and in a car.
Yes. The next one reads.
So therefore, so if you did read an ayat of sajda in a car, then we also discussed that masla last week, Maulana, that if a person is reading an ayat repeatedly in a vehicle, then there's only one sajda that is compulsory. Although the car is moving its spot, but the reader is not moving his spot, right? So he only makes one sajda in that instance. But yes, that sajda has to be made on the ground when he gets off the vehicle. He cannot make that sajda in the vehicle.
Interesting. The next query reads, Mufti Sahib, an interesting one. If a child recites an ayah of sajda, does it become compulsory upon adults? I suppose they're referring to a number of child, yeah.
Yes, they would most probably be referring to a Nabalik child, and for them to, for the child, for example, to make the sajda is not compulsory. But those who are listening to the child reciting, right, then sajda will become compulsory. Now we're talking about those children who have reached a certain age of discerning. It becomes compulsory for those who are listening to their child to make the sajda tilawat.
Yes, interesting.
So the child will not be required. There's no requirement on the child to make the sajda. The child who's reading will, or other children will not be required to make the sajda. But the listener has to make the sajda.
Interesting indeed. Mufti Sahib, we can continue. We've answered.
Yes, I think there was also last week, Maulana, I think we were run out of time, so I would possibly just touch on that masala regarding the times when one should make sajda tilawat and one should not make sajda tilawat. So we should remember that it is not permissible to do sajda tilawat exactly at sunrise or at sunset or at zawal time. These are three times in which a person should not do sajda tilawat. It will be allowed to do sajda tilawat at other times. So after fajr till sunrise, a person will be allowed to do sajda tilawat. From asr to sunset, a person will be able to do sajda tilawat. From shubha sadiq to fajr time, it will be allowed to do sajda tilawat. Though nafil salahs are not allowed in these times, but sajda tilawat, which is wajib, will be allowed. Like how qaza salah is allowed in these times. Like that, sajda tilawat will also be allowed in these times because it's a wajib act. But of course, the three prohibited times for salah, when we cannot read even far salah, then we will not be allowed to do a sajda. So these three times should be avoided. The sunrise, sunset, and zawal, which is just a few minutes.
So after asr, it's totally fine, Mufti Sahib, and after fajr?
After asr is in order, after fajr is in order, after shubha sadiq is also in order.
There's a query coming through Mufti Sahib. It says, if an apa is teaching a verse of sajda to a class of 25 students, when they all repeat at once, how many sajdas does the apa and students have to make?
See, if they're reading one verse repeatedly, then one sajda is compulsory upon every one of them. Right. So this is very important to remember. If it's a single verse that they're reading, no matter how many times they repeat it, like an individual may repeat a verse many times, he's going to make only one sajda. Like that, collectively also, only one sajda compulsory, becomes compulsory, but remember, it becomes compulsory upon each one of them. We cannot have, for example, the apa making sajda for the whole class. You know what I'm saying, right? One sajda from the apa on behalf of the whole class, it doesn't work well, because it becomes compulsory upon everyone in that class. Obviously, this is now those children who have reached the age of puberty, they became baligh and so on. But if they are minor children, then it is only the apa who will be required to do the sajda tilawat.
Interesting. The next question, read Mufti Sahib, that is it makruh to delay the sajda after reciting it?
It is undesirable to delay the sajda tilawat. One should try to complete it as quickly as possible, because then it remains in your obligation, and if you didn't do it, then you will become sinful. So one should avoid a situation where you could become sinful, and it's something that became obligatory on a person, so one should try to fulfill that obligation as quickly as possible.
Some interesting queries coming through. This one reads Mufti Sahib. My husband has a habit of reading Surah Sajda almost every night while I'm going about doing work. I used to make the sajda every time, but sometimes I forget. Now I don't know how many to make because he reads almost every day. What do I do?
Well, yes, mashallah, it's a wonderful practice to recite the Surah Sajda every night. There's a lot of fazilat and reward in it, and it's a savior and protection from the punishment of the qabr, and also it comes in the narration that a person gets the reward of Laylatul Qadr for reading Surah Sajda in between Maghrib and Isha or at night. However, what we would recommend is that the husband should try to read those ayats silently so that it does not become compulsory upon the listeners, whether it's his wife or children, in case they forget to make the sajda. Or if he does choose to read it loudly, then they should remind one another that, you know, we have the sajda to do. But in any case, now that the days have gone past and she cannot remember how many, then she will have to do what is called tahari. Tahari is what is called the estimation. Through a process of estimation, she will have to estimate exactly how many sajdas she may have missed out, and then she must complete those sajdas, and she should try to ensure that in future she does not miss out the sajdas.
Interesting indeed.
I don't know if you recall last week, Maulana, yeah, there was a very unusual question that came in about the husband, yeah, who purposely reads the ayats of sajda for his wife.
Mustisab, after that, somebody after the program said, you know, my husband is a Hanafi and I'm a Shafi, so before leaving for Fajr, he teasingly touches my hand to break my wuzu.
Luckily, we've not been asked that question now. We just
do strange masail do come about through such program, but mashallah, we do get to learn a lot.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, if there's any queries, any other query that we have left out, Muftisab, we can perhaps tackle it now. We've got 3 minutes left, Muftisab. The SMSs are done.
Okay, alhamdulillah, if we are completed with the SMSs, I think, alhamdulillah, Maulana, we have to a great extent completed the discussion relating to Sajdah Tilawah. A number of masail have been covered regarding the Sajdah Tilawah. And yes, sometimes in Salah we find that the Sajdah Tilawah is read. Then there, the ruling is quite strict that if you did not make the Sajda Tilawah within two ayats of the Sajda Tilawah been recited, then you are, in fact, within three ayats, then actually what happens is that you have committed something that is wrong, and you will have to make sajda sahwa. Hmm. You'll have to make sajda sahwa. If it was by mistake that it happened or due to forgetfulness, you have to make sajda sahwa. And if you did not make sajda sahwa, or it was done deliberately that you delayed the sajda, then in that instance, the salah itself is nullified, is regarded void, and a person will have to repeat that salah.
Hmm.
So in Salah, you cannot delay the sajda. You have to do it whenever the ayat appears. A little bit of latitude of about three verses is given. Like within three verses or just up to three verses, you can delay it. But beyond that, any delay will be regarded as delaying the sajda tilawat, and delaying a sajda tilawat itself necessitates a sajda sahwa at the end of the salah.
And what happens if a person forgets to do it in that salah itself? Can he do it in the next salah?
No, once a person forgot to do it in the salah and he remembered in that salah that he had forgotten, then he can make sajda sahwa at the end. It will compensate for the mistake, and it will not regard the salah, it will not render the salah invalid, but that sajda is gone. What you read in the salah can only be done in the salah nothing can compensate for the sajda of the salah outside the salah.
Okay.
So for that, one has to just make istighfar and seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, because what is read in salah cannot be done outside of the salah. But if you are outside salah and you heard somebody reading a verse of the sajda in salah, then you could do it then, or you could do it later on. Whenever you do it, it will be valid. But the reverse doesn't hold true. That is, if you in salah and you delayed in the performing of that sajda and you didn't do it within that salah, then in fact what happens is that there's no compensation for it other than istighfar and tawbah.
Wonderful. Mufti Saab, Jazakallah Khairan for the time, much appreciated. And hope to chat to you next week, inshallah, Mufti Saab.
Inshallah ta'ala, Mawlana.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.